I was looking forward very much to seeing No Country for Old Men because I'm a big fan of the Coen brothers' movies. And you know, from a few months ago, I reviewed Fargo, which I think is still their best movie. And this movie is similar to Fargo in one very basic way. At the center of it, you've got a law enforcement officer after a remarkably evil character. Now, a major difference is in Fargo, Marge, who is the law enforcement officer, does get her man. I mean, she brings in this remarkably evil figure. And there's kind of a sense of a certain triumph of good over evil in Fargo. At the heart of this movie, though, No Country for Old Men, you have a law enforcement officer, Tommy Lee Jones, this kind of weather-beaten, you know, hard-bitten Texas sheriff, who's going after one of the most remarkably evil characters in recent cinema, the character played by Javier Bardem. But at the end of the day, he doesn't bring him in. In fact, at the end of the day, the sheriff kind of quietly retires. Now, I'll say a few things more about that, but it's a different focus than Fargo. Evil does seem to triumph in this movie. The plot gets underway when this character, Llewellyn Moss, who's kind of a rancher, hunter, comes across a drug deal that's gone spectacularly bad. So the desert floor is littered with corpses. All these figures have been killed in this drug deal. Next to one of the bodies, he finds a satchel filled with $2 million in cash. Now, at this point, he faces a very important moral choice. Does he ignore the money? Does he turn the money in to the police? Or does he take it for himself? He decides, I'll take it for myself. Well, then he's pursued by this terribly evil character who is overwhelming in his cruelty and violence. He's got this person on his tail. He's also being pursued by the sheriff, Tommy Lee Jones. Well, without giving away all the details of the plot, bodies just pile up as this terribly violent person comes after Llewellyn Moss, comes after this rancher, after him. Despite all attempts to lock him out, to evade him, to outsmart him, he comes after him relentlessly. And people fall right and left in the presence of this terrible figure. What's one theme we can see? I think very clearly you can see the theme of the cooperation with evil. Moss makes the great moral mistake of thinking, I can get away with this. I'm not a bad guy, and he isn't. He's a decent fellow. But there's this satchel full of money, so why not take advantage of it? Well, in that satchel, it's a great detail in the movie, in that satchel is a tracking device, which allows this terribly evil character to track him down. I think it's a symbol of the way evil just is after us. It will not let us go. We can't play the self-deceiving game that we can get away with it. Evil will have its way once we get involved with it. I think that's a major motif in the film. Here's another take on it. This Javier Bardem character, he kills good, he kills bad people, he kills people in between. Often at the flip of a coin. It's as arbitrary as that. One way to read the film, too, is to say he stands for death, the inevitability of death. We try to play with death. We try to lock it out. We try to avoid it. We pretend it's not there, but it comes relentlessly after us and breaks through every obstacle we set for it. Whom does death take? Good people? Sure. Bad people? Yep. Everybody in between? Yep, it's just relentless and inevitable. You say, well, what a cheerful movie. Well, it's a realistic movie. If you see him as a figure of death, it's a realistic movie. Everyone, at the end of the day, in this world, dies. Period. Good people, bad people, those who are morally indifferent. Everyone does. Don't think you can avoid it. Don't think you can live as though it's not the case. Is there any hope? Yes, I would argue there's hope in this movie. And hope is to be distinguished from optimism. Hope is a theological virtue in the Catholic tradition. That means it's something that is awakened by grace. At the very end of the movie, the Tommy Lee Jones character, the sheriff, the good-hearted sheriff, is retiring. He says, I have been defeated by this. This has been too much for me. He's simply retiring. But he recounts a dream he had. The dream of his father, who was also a lawman, also was up against this sort of monstrous evil. In the dream, he says, my father is building a fire and he's clearing a little space in the darkness. I would say that's the glimmer of hope. Will we get out of this world alive? No, no one will. Is pessimism, therefore, the right attitude within this worldly framework? Yes. But, is there hope? That's to say, a supernatural, grace-filled hope of a life beyond this one, of a goodness beyond this one, of God's heaven that lies beyond this world? Yes. To live in hope is to have our desire ordered finally to that world. Is this movie, therefore, in a very harsh way, kind of rubbing our faces in the terrible fact of evil and the terrible fact of death? Yes, good. And from a Christian standpoint, you could say, that's wise. We don't look for salvation in this world. We don't hope to find it this side of death. But can we, with the Tommy Lee Jones character, dream of a light, a clearing in the darkness that lies beyond this world? That's the glimmer of hope I got from this movie. And in a certain way, as a Christian, I'm grateful for this very realistic depiction of sin and death. The Bible never blinks at sin and death. It shows us sin and death very baldly, as this movie does. And I think gives us a little glimmer of hope.